Robin Beal, who's going to be sharing with us this morning.
I asked Lindsay to play something for a second, so if Lindsay would just play that. Let's clap and let's get working for him. Today about waiting, and I thought I'd have that moment. That is one of my favorite songs because it teaches me something over and over again. Every time I listen to it, and if you've ever heard me listen to music, you wouldn't be able to be in this church or the car with me. So I really like music, and I grew up singing in choirs and really being a great part of music. So music is a great part of my life. Today I'm speaking on something in which I have struggled with. I've thrown a tantrum, made comments in which I've had to repent, then finally coming to the conclusion that God knows what I need, He knows what I need to go through, He knows how to bless me, and He knows what is good for me. And when I was praying, in a couple of weeks, God wanted me to do something else. And Pastor and I were speaking about it. And I told Pastor, I said, I feel very strongly that there are some people that are waiting on things. And they've gotten to the point where they're just really discouraged about it. And he said, speak on what God's telling you. And I wanted to speak on this because I feel like I've learned a couple of lessons that I can help teach you about waiting. I have gone through a series in this last couple of months of waiting on some very serious things. And I have grown up a little bit, and thanks to my son, he told me that. A couple of weeks ago, we were waiting on something. And normally, if you've ever seen me wait, I'm pacing. I'm walking back and forth, and I'm doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and I start washing dishes, and I start doing things, and my son will look at me and say, Mom, just wait. Just wait. And I said, I am waiting. Why do you keep telling me to wait? He says, but you're not waiting. You're trying to work up on it or do something. Sit down and wait. Well, I was sitting a couple of weeks ago, and we were waiting on something, and this is what my son said, Mom. And I said, what? He said, you're doing so good. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, look at the way you're waiting. So I have learned something, and I am my son's student. And he was teaching me how to wait. You may go through something and feel God has forgotten you. Feel like it doesn't matter to God because you've prayed about it for so long. You may have unanswered prayers. You may be trying to buy or sell. You may have financial problems, family problems, physical or emotional problems, job-related problems, marital problems, future problems, and past problems, past mistakes. Whatever it is that you're waiting on, God knows you're waiting. I know that's hard to believe, but God does know that you are waiting. And you don't have to worry about it because whatever you do, God's got you. Just wait. And waiting is not running around doing things and getting in a lot of trouble and saying things out of your mouth that you have to repent for later. Like, God's forgotten me. I'm so mad. Later, you'll find yourself getting in the presence of a living God saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I said that, because I know you have not forgotten me. In the Hebrew, the word wait is guava, and it means to wait and look for and to hope with expectation. I was thinking about the expectation part. We all have the expectation, but we want it now, because society gives everything to us now, and we want it. We wait with anticipation. It means to collect and to bind. Molly, can you show them something? This is a rope. And this rope is twined several times over and over. It has different strands. And from those strands, the rope gets heavier and heavy. This is a heavy rope. And what happens is this rope can pull something that's really heavy. Now, there are some times in life someone gives you something and they say, it'll hold you. And you're looking at yourself and you're looking at what they're giving you. Say, I don't think so. I don't think I'll try that. But this rope will hold me. And if it was hanging from something, I'd feel pretty secure. Not too high now. Let's not get crazy. But I would feel pretty secure that this rope would hold me. I want to share with you, thank you. I want to share with you that in waiting, there is a intertwining of you, Jesus Christ, and what he's doing for you, and the words of confession that you are saying, and the strength of your relationship. You can't say that you trust. And then there is that heel part of you that when you're leaning forward to fall on him, that you catch yourself. Because you're saying, I trust God. But then all of a sudden you're leaning forward to just lay on him and you're pulling yourself back. Why? Because you don't trust. Some of us have family members and different people that you have prayed for, and you just keep intertwining and getting in the midst of it. But God says, trust me. If you would turn with me or look on your iPhones or whatever you all do today, I want you to go to Psalms 40. And I'm using the New Living Translation. And this is what it says. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. And he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of a pit of despair. Out of the mud and the marah, he set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walk along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord. All the joys of those who trust the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud, in those who worship idols. Oh my God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. What is it that's too hard for God? What is it that you're waiting on that God can't do? David says, I wait patiently. Oh, that's a big word. The whole thing about patience is we all want to get in there and do whatever we want to do. So I'm going to go backwards today. Today we're going to do a little bit of backwards moment. Usually you give people the consequences after you give them the good stuff. I'm going to give you the consequences first. Then I'll give you the good stuff. And when you leave, you'll remember the good stuff. So number one of the consequences is if you get involved and try and do it yourself, you may get what you want. That's one of the consequences. You may get what you want. You want to do things your way, God may let you do it. But the outcome of what you do may hurt you. And when you get what you want, will you have what you need? That's the reality of it. So wait on God. Wait for God to move in every circumstance. Your hand is in that pot. You're trying to fix it. You're trying to stir it. You're trying to buy or do, and God's saying, wait. I don't want you to get in trouble. Just wait. There is a position for waiting, and it's on your knees. It's looking into the face of God saying, God, I hear you and I'm waiting. Sometimes God speaks and he'll just give you a glimpse of what he has for you for the future. Just a glimpse. But he's not telling you to go try to work out your future. He's telling you to wait on him. And if you wait, you won't be disappointed. The funny part about disappointment is that our flesh gets in the way and we really get into worse problems. I was thinking about waiting. When we were younger, my dad was waiting to get a job. And we were waiting for him to get a job and it was very difficult. So, my family decided to get involved. And they got him a job at a fiberglass company. And during the time of him working in that fiberglass company, he had never been talked to as poorly as he had been talked to there. He had never been treated as poorly as he had been treated there. And I remember, I was young, but I had accepted Christ already, and I remember him saying to me, I hate going to work. I hate what I'm doing. Every single solitary day I have to be treated poorly. I hate it. And I remember looking at him and just the limited knowledge that I had. And I said, Dad, did God tell you to take this job? Robin, God doesn't have to tell you to take a job. You have to work. And I said, well, I don't know, Dad. I think you have to work, but I also think that if you had have been patient, God had a job for you, and you just rushed into the one that everybody opened up for you. A couple of months later, when he finally settled, he came back to me and he said, no, I don't think I was supposed to take this job. I said, well, then tell God that. Tell God you're sorry for going ahead of him and doing what God did not ask you to do and see what God does. A couple of months later, he opened up a job for him at General Motors. And that's where he retired. God had a plan for him. But you see, he got all upset, all nervous, and everything, as we all do. We all get ahead of God, and we start running. And God says, in several years, I'm going to do this for you. And what do we start doing? Trying to make it happen today. If God says it, just hold on to it. Write it down if you think you're going to forget it. But don't get in it. Don't stir in it. So one of the consequences is you'll get what you want. The second consequence is that you will not believe the weight, the lack of joy, the lack of peace that will come over your life for doing something that God did not tell you to do. I have been there. I have been there. Anybody else been there? And I've had to go back to God and said, God, I am so sorry. But because of that, I have learned an interesting lesson. Now I'm going to give you some points about waiting. One of the things, and young people, if you get this early, you'll make less mistakes. One of the points that I've learned is that in waiting, that you'll understand patience and endurance. Patience and endurance in God. If you learn to wait now, Like a child anticipating Christmas. And every day you're trying to find the gifts. So your parents are hiding them in new locations. Stop and just wait. You will learn patience and endurance. David said, I wait patiently for the Lord to help me. And he turned to me. God will turn to you because he loves you so much and you don't understand, but he listens for your cry. I have experienced in my walk and relationship with the Lord now that the Lord will say to me, I know what you have need of, Robin. And I trust that he's going to work it out. I'm learning and have learned over the last several years to set the table, to know that God is able and just wait on him. And he's always put something on the table. I've learned that because he's proven himself. He has a track record with me. And he's shown me that he loves me and he's going to take care of me. When gas gets higher and higher, everybody talks about it. I go to the gas station and fill up my car because I need gas. And when I go, I know that God's going to take care of me the rest of the week. And I drive knowing that God's going to take care of me. A couple of weeks ago, something funny happened. I went to start the car, and the car did something. And my son said, it was the way you started it, which he's probably right. And I looked at the car. I got out of the car, and I said, let me explain how this works. I put my foot on the gas. I go, and you start. That's what we're going to do every time I get in this car, because I'm not buying a new car. I paid you off. So I'm not purchasing a new car. So I got in the car, turned, and it cranked up, and we went forward. I was like, I'm not purchasing a new car anytime soon. Because God just got me out of that. And he's allowing me to ride because he's doing other things so that all of my finances are freed. Now I can do more kingdom work because I'm not paying for a car. So what I have learned is that, young people, if you wait on God, you'll have patience and endurance. And God will get a track record in your heart at this age that will last until you are very old. And when something comes up, you won't run to do it the wrong way. You'll say, God's got me. God's got me. The second thing, God's wisdom and timing is infinite. I want to tell you something. We go in our lives and we are thinking that everything is in a hurry. We got to hurry. We got to hurry. We got to hurry. God's wisdom and timing is without limits. He knows what you need exactly when you need it. You don't know what you need when you need it. You think you need it today. And God says, maybe you think you need it today, but in two more weeks, you're really going to need it. So God, he has wisdom and it's infinite. And you know something that I say to my son, and some of you are going to say, I can't believe the stuff she says to her son, but get over it. Anyway, so I say to my son sometimes, I said, son, God is not the neighborhood dummy. God is the creator of the universe, this world. And you can give it to him and you can trust him with it because God is in control. So when I take something and I lay it on God, I can trust that he'll work it out because he loves me. He loves you. And whatever it is, just trust him. On GodTube, if you get an opportunity to see it, they put a new video up every week. And one of the videos on GodTube right now is a young lady that has cancer. The videos are just about 2-3 minutes long. She had cancer. But on the video, she's just talking about she was not a believer. And all of a sudden, through this process of illness. She asked God, you know, she just knew to pray to someone. So she said, will you take care of me? Will you help me? And the video goes on to say how God used this illness to bring her entire family to him, and how he ministered to them, her husband, her family. Everyone started going to church. Everyone accepted Jesus as their Savior. And today, she is cancer-free. We don't understand why. We don't understand why. So I'm on God too, but I'm looking and I'm sitting, and all of a sudden, as she's giving her testimony, tears are falling, because this woman, no matter where she goes, this young woman, no matter where she goes in life, no matter what tries to hit her later in life, God has a track record. And she'll say, I'm waiting on God. Because one of the last things she said is that now she knows how much God loves her. My next point, if you wait on God, you'll understand how much God truly loves you. Psalms 86 and 15 says this, but you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. God loves you. He created you. You know, sometimes we get in those situations and we say, God loves you more than he loves you. And God loves you more than he loves you. God's not like that. He loves us all. He has the ability to love us all. He loves us. That song that keeps singing, he loves us, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. He loves you. And if you wait on him, it is his good pleasure to do what needs to be done in your life. But wait, so that you are not repenting later for what you received and you wish you never received it. Wait on him. Something else that happens if we wait on God. We go to a new level of faith and strength. A new level of faith and strength. I've experienced that recently, that just in waiting on him, I have a new level of faith and strength. Knowing that I look back over my family and all the ones he saved. And so when my mom called to tell me something that was going on, I said, Mom, we're going to pray. And once we pray, we're going to start praising. Because if he did all of this other stuff, all of the stuff you've heard me testify about 100 times here, why are we going to doubt that God can't do it to her? Why are we going to doubt that God can't save her? We prayed and we believe. And I keep waiting for the moment that my mom calls and says, this is what's happening. I have an expectation burning inside of me because I know she's going to serve the Lord. Right now, I don't know. I don't care what she's trying to do, because that's all she's doing, trying to do it. Because I know that God's going to test her and bring her in. And I know she will serve the Lord. And where did that come from? That strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. New strength will come if you wait. All of a sudden, new strength will come. You won't feel weak. Just wait. And as you're waiting, get in a position of seeking the face of the Lord and saying, God, as I wait on you, I'm going to serve. I'm going to do. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be faithful, but I'm going to wait on you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle in the midst of a storm. There's eagle strength. The eagle flies higher in all kinds of storms, tornadoes, hurricanes. He's up and he's lifted higher. Not lower, but higher. And his wings open up wider than they've ever opened before. And it has been said that the eagle is not just flying, but he's flying without effort. Just flying. shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You'll hold on to promises of God and not faint. You will not. You'll be a warrior instead of someone that's falling apart. I've been there. I'm talking to you about something that I've done. I've been there. I've cried my way through it. I've fussed my way through it. I complained my way through it. None of that stuff works. Now I wait. As you get older in the Lord and as you draw closer to the Lord, you start learning some principles that teach you a few things. And waiting was not one of my good points. But I'm becoming better in waiting. And it's not because Robin's great, it's because my God's great. He's teaching me how to wait. The next thing is you'll understand God's plan for your life. I got to tell you all something that I did not know. Sometimes we say, if I just knew the plan of God for my life, if you knew everything God had planned for you, you'd be gone. Because it would scare you half to death. I always said that, you know, I want to know what's behind the box. I stopped wanting to know because I was like, God, whatever, just do it, because if you tell me, I might not be there. I might find a way not to be present. I had no idea when I said yes that I would travel to many countries, that I would preach in many churches, that I would be in places where I didn't even understand the language, and there were interpreters to say what I was saying. I had no idea that people would be healed, people would be delivered. I had no idea. And you know what? All I ever thought about it all was this. Was God, thank you for using me. Because when I wake up in the morning and I get ready to come here, I am sick. Before I speak, I am just sick. And my son now, he works me through it. He goes, come on, Mom, you know, just get up, keep moving. I want you to know that I talk to one person or two people naturally. But when I get up here, it takes a whole time to get up here. When I finally stand here, there's a peace that comes over me that surpasses all understanding. Because what happens before then, I want to get in my car and drive off. I just say, oh, maybe if I leave, somebody else will do it. And then when I come back, it's over. It's not what you think, because I guess God is showing me every day, I've chosen you for this, Robin. I've called you for this. The call of my life has been something that God's been bringing into fruition since I was a little girl. In a meeting at 8 years old, someone prophesied to me and said, you are called into the ministry and you will travel all around the world and you will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the anointing of God will be upon your life. I said, not me. I remember sitting in my chair thinking, I'm supposed to take that back to my sister and maybe I'll tell her what he said to me to tell it to her so she could do it, because she was far more everything that I was not. But Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Can anything good come out of New York? Can anything good come from the area? Can anything good come out of a family that was falling apart? Can anything good come? I thought we were too poor. I thought we didn't have enough knowledge. I thought that my family was too messed up. I thought all of these things, and I kept thinking there's somebody else off in the cuff that you're going to choose. It can't be me. For I know the plans I have for you. And everything that happened in my life, I kept saying, God, how could you choose me? But I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good. Speaking to a family that I have grown to love and have in my life. And I was telling Angel and her husband how God has plans for them and how much he loves them. And I remember Angel saying pretty much what I said. I don't know if God can use me. I don't know if God has plans for me. Angel, he has plans for you because he had plans for me. And I'm telling you, when I look back, I can't imagine the things that I have had the opportunity to do. And I say, God, I didn't know. I didn't understand. I thought it was someone else. But he has plans for you. You and Thomas, he has plans for you. Don't ever doubt it. It's not where you come from. It's not what you have. It's not if you could say you're a fifth or sixth generation in a church. It's the God that comes into your life that loves you and wraps his arms around you and says, I love you. He makes plans for you. So if you're sitting here and you're thinking, I don't know if there's anything else left in my life. You don't understand all the things I've done. You don't understand where I've come from. You don't understand all about my life. God has plans for you. Stop thinking that you are counted out because God has plans for you. Plans of good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. This year, God has again and again confirmed the plans that he has for me. So I wait on God. The last thing is, you can help someone if you learn to wait. You know, there are people here that have helped over and over and over again, have spoken into my life. And they were able to speak into my life because they learned how to wait. They've worked with me over and over in my family. Here. And because of the healing and the miracles and things that were done in the healing ministries here and with Mary and with Louise and with Marie, my life has changed. Yes, I came here as a Christian. I came here loving God, and I had a fervent love, and I had traveled, and I had preached, and I had done many things, but there was still that one thing there saying, how could God use me? Coming from the background, coming from the situations that I came from, but God brought me front and center with it as I learned to wait. As he brought the deliverance into my life and the changes into my life, today I can understand more and more each day the path that I'm taking. I have seen downstairs, just in the child care center alone, the path that he's brought my families through. And I've been able to tell them when they have given up and they're hanging by a thread, I've been able to tell them, don't give up. Because I know what it's like to wait. And if you wait on God, he'll work it out. We've seen marriages restored. I've seen people on my job, couples, get married that were living together. Because God has allowed me to plant seeds and say to them, this is not the plan of God for your life. And they have committed to each other. And they have married. God has given me the opportunity to pray for children and see them healed. And one of my mothers came in and said, I have just completed the final test, and the doctor says I have cancer. And we've been able to pray, and every time she goes back, they say, it must have been a mistake. We've been able to see God's handiwork. I know if you wait on the Lord, God's got a plan for you. I don't care what your prognosis is. Today, I came to tell you to wait. If everybody will stand. What is the plan of God on your life? Just wait. Some of you are experiencing that have been in the Lord for a long time, something that is happening in your life now that you prayed for years ago. Years ago, and you're seeing it come to pass. I'm saying to you, just wait. Stop trying to make it happen and wait on God, because it will happen. Every head bowed and every eye closed, and you're here today. And you are saying, God, I know that you want me to do something, but I'm having a hard time waiting on you. Or you're in a financial situation and you're having a hard time waiting on God. You're in a thing that you don't even want to talk about, but you are having a hard time waiting on God. You're trying to work this thing out yourself. I want you to come down. We're going to pray with you. We're going to agree with you. Those of that are going to pray at the altars, could you please come? I'm going to ask you to come down along with them. As they're moving, you move. You want prayer. And you're saying, you don't even understand. You got a business and the business isn't doing well. You found that you're swimming in debt. You found that you are doing all kinds of things, and it seems like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Every time it looks like you get up, you fall back down. You need to wait. Sometimes we just keep spending and spending and doing, but you need to wait. Just freeze everything. Hear what God is speaking to you. We have enough classes here that I don't have to tell you, but God speaks. He speaks. If you would just wait, he speaks. And I'm asking you to wait on God. If you're here today and Brother Daniel has already prayed for those that were wanting to accept Christ, but you're here today and you say, you know what, I really need to accept Christ as my personal Savior. I want to pray with you, because I'm telling you that you need Jesus. I needed Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. Don't reason this thing out. Don't reason it out. Just know that we all need Jesus. He loves you. And he's taking care of you in the midst of every poor situation, every bad thing. He was there. If you want to accept Jesus, please come. Amen. Lindsay, can you play something soft?
The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, and I know many of you probably, they shall walk and not faint. Our prayer tonight, Lord, is that you teach us how to wait upon you. And his joy will be our strength, mounting up with wings as eagles, as our spirit starts to soar. When we come into his presence and we